WTY Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A federal prosecutor says Republican U.S. Representative Chris Collins gave an illegal tip that allowed his son and others to avoid hundreds of thousands of dollars in biotech stock losses. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman told a news conference today that Collins was supposed to keep secret what he called devastating news he received in an email about a failed drug trial back in 2017, but broke the very laws that he's supposed to write and uphold as part of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Immigration hardliner Chris Kobach led Kansas Governor Jeff Holder by less than 200 votes after the primary election yesterday in the GOP governor's race. Kobach says Republicans can't afford to delay campaigning for the general election. He plans to start immediately, even if there will be a recount, and a lot of question marks are still lingering over the actual vote tally. About a half an hour from the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 9 points. This is SRN News.
On the south side, there's an accident on University Boulevard heading south at Barnes Road, blocking the right lane there. Also an accident on Butler Boulevard heading west. It's the westbound ramp from Gate Parkway. And they're still clearing an accident on the east beltway, 295 northbound at the exit at Monument Road. Traffic is slow by that one. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, low 75. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 93.
Welcome to the Inspiration 316 show hosted by John Beener, founder of Wise Counsel. John shares the inspiring and shocking miracles of how Jesus Christ is changing lives, families, organizations, and nations in this chaotic world. These are the true stories the media won't cover because they defy the shocking bad news they are selling. Stay tuned to be inspired.
Welcome, it's John Beener. Welcome to Inspiration 316. We're all about the good news of Jesus Christ. Excited you joined us. Hey, we have got an amazing show here today with the man, the best trumpeter that ever was born, other than, who was it, Gabriel, that had the trumpet at the gates, was it? You guys that are good biblical scholars would be able to correct me on all that kind of stuff. But anyway, John Beener with the Inspiration 316 show. We're all about the good news of Jesus Christ, everyday miracles happening in people's lives, even when they don't know him. That's what we're all about. We're about sharing those things. So today's show is about Phil Driscoll. Again, the best trumpet player I have ever heard, and I've got to shake his hand before, too. Got to hear him in a small concert. And we've got him coming to Jacksonville again on September the 6th at our Wise Counsel boot camp meeting. Judith McNutt will be there. Jeff Rutt will be there. And Rivers Pierce will be there as well. As we're going to have another speaker. This is a boot camp meeting we do every year. It's 9 to 3:30 September the 6th. Put it on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. A lot of networking ministries and businesses come together. We usually have over 100 people. Come, it's $35 a piece. You can go to our website, askwisecounsel.com, or you can go to Inspiration 316, email us, we'll send you the information. But I'd love to have you come. We've met several people that way through announcing this on the radio show. Phil Driscoll, again, is a phenomenon. He is in his 70s at this point in time, but he started out, you know, did all the rock and roll and did the drug scene, did that kind of stuff, came to Christ here in Jacksonville and had a restaurant. We're going to get to hear his testimony when he comes and speaks on September the 6th, but the Lord really started working on his heart. He actually spent a year in prison for, I think it was some kind of tax evasion, but it was a good experience for him because it brought him deeper to the Lord, you know. And in fact, he goes and speaks to prisons. In fact, that's what we got songs, and he sings as well. He's the white version of Satchmo. Who was Satchmo? The years of Louis Armstrong. They played years ago. If you're old enough, you may have heard of him, but he has got that raspy voice as well as what an incredible trumpet player. He's probably a better trumpet player than Louis Armstrong was, but Anyway, he's got You Raise Me Up, one of my favorite songs. You Are So Beautiful is one of them we're going to have. And then we're going to have a short story about him talking in prison to prisoners. We've got Lion of Judah, one of his songs. We've got Warriors, another one of his songs. And we've got two other sessions with him sharing in the prison. And so it's powerful stuff. I'm excited that you're listening with us. We've got Let's Get Started Right Away with Phil Driscoll, You Raise Me Up. Wow, that's Phil Driscoll again singing. He didn't play a lot of the trumpet that he does so well there on that show. Brian Hickok, again, the movie producer involved in Wise Counsel. He's good friends with Phil, and they're scheduling him again in different contests. They're going to do a great tour around the United States, the Salute to America tour. And again, Phil's going to be here September 6th at a Wise Counsel boot camp. You better mark that on your calendar, 9 to 3:30. We've got five different speakers. Outstanding day. You want to come and fellowship with other believers and Christians and ministry leaders and business leaders as well. So here's another great song by him, You Are So Beautiful. Again, that first song was done at a national cathedral in Germany, I believe it was, which is used as a kind of a concert venue at this point in time. But here's another great song, You Are So Beautiful by Phil Driscoll. Listen in.
There's a whole lot of my life that I spent playing in the secular side of life. And one of my heroes was a guy by the name of Billy Preston. And I didn't really realize for a long time that a song that I did on the road with Joe Cocker for quite a while was a song that Billy Preston had written called You Are So Beautiful. And You Are So Beautiful was not written as a love song, you know, to your girlfriend or your boyfriend. It was written as a song of love to the Lord. And not too long ago, I was privileged to spend some time with Billy, and I went to his house, and he was sitting at the piano with the Bible over here, writing songs to Jesus. Isn't it interesting how somebody that's had such an impact in our world could discover that Jesus was really the answer in his life? But I wanted to do that song, so when you hear it, I hope that it touches your heart because it touches mine. Here goes. Thank you.
You are so beautiful. Na, 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 na. My Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful.
All right, welcome back. This is John Beaner again with Inspiration 316. We're saluting Phil Driscoll. He'll be here September the 6th for our Wise Counsel Boot Camp meeting. Get to hear his testimony, his trumpet playing, some of his best songs. Excited to have him join our lineup of great speakers that day. September 6th is a Thursday. We'll meet from 9 to 3:30 right here at the Salem Center. You don't want to miss it. If you're in business or in some kind of ministry, you want to come learn and fellowship and connect, network with other Christians that really believe God has a purpose and plan in their lives. Let's go to some of Phil's testimony, some of his teaching actually at a prison, Hutchins Unit, which I'm not sure exactly where that is, but he spent a year in prison himself, so he can relate to the guys that are there. But this is powerful stuff. I mean, this is good as any preacher I've ever heard. Listen into what he has
to
say.
I'm a student of this. Now, I don't practice. Like, I don't really just practice the horn. I meditate the position that I have to be in order to play it with unlimited force, unlimited endurance, and unlimited altitude. No matter who you are, and no matter what you are into now, you are a product of the sounds that you have allowed to come into your head and into your heart. If you want to change where you are now, it cannot happen any other way. You have to change the sound. And although I spent a very light amount of time, I spent a year in a federal, but I learned a couple of things about atmosphere in there. The atmosphere in prison is about the same as it is in hell. What's the deal? You don't have the ability to change it, but you do have the ability to affect how it impacts you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know, can you, you, I don't know whether, I'm gonna read you a couple things, okay? I am a, when it comes to music, I'm a general for God.
Amen.
And there's a verse, I'm gonna tell you a couple things. Number one, Lucifer can't play the brass because the brass God reserved to announce royalty. Lucifer can't play it. You understand? But when you understand that God, when if you know anything about God, you know God is omniscient. He's in the beginning and he's in the end. That means he's in the beginning of you and he's in the end of you. Does that make sense? Okay. If God is in the beginning, then when he created Lucifer, and I'm not going to take the time to go there, but in Ezekiel it says that he was created, that God created him, and he was perfect in all of his ways until iniquity was found in him. And now watch. Because God is unconditional love. That's what he is. He's unconditional light. Music travels in the slowest spectrum of light called radio waves. Okay? God is light, but he saw Lucifer. Think about it. He created this being who at the very center of him was all music. He created rhythm, he created harmonies, and he created woodwinds, the melody, right? But God never took him off of his position, although he knew he was going to fall. Think about that.
Yeah.
He didn't say, well, I know you're going to fall, so I'm not going to give you master control of heaven. What he did was he gave him the highest rank, and then when he fell, he lost that right. Because I'm a musician, I can listen to somebody play. When I was really on my game, I'm 68. I don't know how much on my game I am, but I'm getting better when I play. But if I would listen to you play, I could tell within 100 miles of where you were born, because it comes out in you. I could listen to you and tell you to a degree how smart you were, because it comes out, right? I could tell you how sensitive you were, because it comes out in the sound. The sound is a picture of you. Your sound today is a picture of you. And if you want to stay like you are, stay in the same sound zone. But if you want to change it, you have the right to change it. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I had this interesting conversation, to take a little digression. I said, God, it says Lucifer was perfect in all of his ways until iniquity was found in him. How did you find it? You know what he told me? He said, I heard it in the sound. And then what he said was, I had no choice, because by the time I had heard it, it had already infiltrated one-third of the angels in heaven. Now, you may not believe me, but I don't really give a flying flip if you do or not. Okay? But if you listen to me, will you hold my Bible for just a minute, brother? Here's what I learned to do. There's a law. If I do rock and roll shows, and I have a noise ordinance right here of 120 dB, but right here I can't break it. You know how I stop the noise? I reverse the sound equally as loud. So if my speakers are blowing 125 dB this way, and I turn speakers around right here, and I put them 125 dB out of phase, the sound dies right there. That's the law, okay? Opposite sounds cancel. Now, in this place, you are in the middle of an atmosphere that is not good, no matter how you cut it, because you're going to sound like, sound is in the natural law, sound is a reaction to what happens. Ask Mike Barber. There's a reason bookmakers put a plus on a hometown advantage. You know why that is? It's the sound, man. Because what happens, sounds accompany actions in the natural law. That's it. Big play, big sound. Spectators don't make any sound. It's fans that make sounds. There's a lot of spectators that call themselves Christians. They have no power. They have no ability to control anything, because they sound just like the world. If you sound like your fellow prisoners that are in trouble without God, you're going to get the same thing they get. That's the law. That is the law. But if you know the law, here's the law. Stand up, brother, for me just 1 minute, will you? If I push against you, you're going to push back, and you're probably stronger than me. If I push you, you're going to push back. Push back a little bit. Come on. All right. Now, that's the law. Okay, now sit down so you don't get in trouble. Now listen, but here's the law of faith. See, the thing that separates the men from the boys for God is, if you're going to operate for God, you got to operate by faith. If you don't, you break the law. I'm a pilot. I got 17,000 hours in airplanes. I fly single pilot an airplane that flies to 45,000 feet, does 500 miles an hour, and flies 2,000 nautical miles without stopping. That's what I do, okay? Because I've been everywhere for 5 minutes for God. But I played for 5 presidents. I've been to the White House many times. And one of the times that I went, I played for the Congressional Medal of Honor awardees, the guys that have lost limbs for our country. I never will forget this. They got the Marine Band to play for me, and I played America the Beautiful. And I cried. I could not hardly even play, to think of the sacrifice of our country. Our country's in trouble. The only thing that'll turn it around are people that believe in God's ability to stand up for what is right. That's the only thing that's going to turn it around. There is no other thing.
Welcome back. This is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. That's Phil Driscoll talking at a prison about sounds and how things get canceled out. I thought that was insightful. I've heard that insight probably 3 or 4 times from him, because I played that clip. I had to study to find out exactly what he said. I had to discern where to cut it off, because we're going to have 2 other episodes from that very talk to that prison that took place a few years ago. But his teaching is phenomenal. Their sounds cancel each other out. I've seen that happen before, and I've heard that before. And that's when people have trouble sleeping. Lots of times they'll take a They'll take a noise machine and put it by their bed, okay, and it cancels out some of the noise that might be. I had a lady say that the air conditioner was so loud in their apartment building, she had to have another way to cancel out the sound. It was a different sound. Sounds cancel each other out. So I've heard that many times. Anyway, Phil Driscoll's going to be here September 6th at our Wise Counsel Boot Camp. You want to email me, john@askwisecounsel.com, and we will get you information. It's only $35 a person. You want to be there to network with other entrepreneurs and business and ministry leaders. I'm going to phase out this part of the show with Lion of Judah. This is one of his top songs, too, with Phil Driscoll. Listen in. That's Lion of Judah again. We're talking about Phil Driscoll. He's who we're highlighting today's show. This is powerful stuff. Again, he's going to be here September the 6th. We want you to come at the Wise Counsel Boot Camp, 9 to 3:30. That day, it's a Thursday. Just email me, john@askwisecounsel.com. I'll send you information, only $35. Great fellowship. Again, here is one of his buddies. This is Bob Dylan singing, "You Gotta Serve Somebody." Phil actually does a version of this song too. We're gonna phase out for a moment. We'll be back shortly.
You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
A vehicle fire on I-10 at the eastbound ramp from Stockton Street has two right lanes blocked. Be careful there. Also, an accident still in the clearing stages on Butler Boulevard on the westbound ramp from Gate Parkway. And there's a disabled vehicle on the east beltway, 295 northbound at the Dames Point Bridge, blocking the right lane. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, low 75. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 93.
Dylan, he was famous in the 70s, 80s, and he was a buddy of actually Phil Driscoll. That's our feature today. Phil Driscoll's coming home. He came to Christ here in Jacksonville, had his own little restaurant, and probably the best trumpet player ever in the world. Again, what he has done is phenomenal. Played for presidents, honored by many people. He's going to pray, play for us, and give his testimony to our boot camp meeting on September the 6th. You don't want to miss that, 9 to 3:30. It's a Thursday. Come fellowship with other Christians and entrepreneurs and ministry leaders. Again, let's get into some of Phil Driscoll's music here. Warriors is one of my favorites as well. Listen in.
Yeah.
That guy's phenomenal. Skip Bill Driscoll. I was thinking of Skip Alcorn is going to be there at the Wise Council Boot Camp. Coastal Construction Products. You don't want to miss that chance to meet him. So many other business leaders. Kelly Harris we had on yesterday. So many outstanding business. Dick Erickson will be there as well. Anyway, we got the boot camp September the 6th. Bill Driscoll is going to play and give his testimony there. Here is some of his teaching at a prison. Again, he spent a year in prison so he can relate to the men who've been there. Listen to some of the in-depth teaching that he does.
God knows the innermost desires of your heart. I had never, ever asked him. I never asked him. But I'd been faithful to him. Faithfulness unlocks the door of God's greatness. I'm going to say it again. Faithfulness unlocks the door of God's greatness for you. I'm going to say it again. Faithfulness, being faithful to God in whatever he's called you to do, in however he's called you to do it, being faithful to him unlocks heaven's finest for you. You say, well, how in the heck can it unlock where I am? Let me tell you something, man. There are a lot of guys that it was totally impossible to get out that are out. It's not because of your understanding or how well you can become a lawyer. It's not your job to get you out. It's God's job, but you have to understand that words are process starters. Can you remember that? Jesus, when you study Jesus, he never did a thing that he didn't say it first. And he never would ever talk about the problem. When the girl that was dead, he said, she's sleeping. He never gave voice to the situation. What he did was he talked by faith how the situation was going to come around. When are you getting out? Any day now. When are you going to get delivered? Any day now. And when your mind says, no, you can't, you just shush your mind. But I want to finish this. You have a thing inside of you called the inner ear, okay? What I do is I put in earplugs or I stuff crap in my ears, right? And then I say what the word says about me. Does that make sense? I want to tell you how. I take a word. I take a verse. Let me see. Do I just take a verse? Let me find one. Any verse. Let me find some. My Bible's coming apart. It's staying for the day. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Not half of your heart, your whole heart. You know how you praise him with your whole heart? By giving every bit of energy that you have in his direction. That's how you do it. I praise you with my whole heart. I will show forth, that's King James. God doesn't speak King James unless you do. I will show all your marvelous works. Now, I can tell you how I've been in airplane crashes and God delivered me. That doesn't mean much to you unless you were there, right? But if you can remember, I'm sure that you would say to me, there's a time that had God not showed up in my life, I'd be dead. Okay? Right? I'm sure there's a time that you can think about someone you love that had God not intervened, they would be dead. And you know how you get thankful? You get thankful by telling him how you remember how he delivered you. Do you understand? But here's what I do. Lord, I just want to thank you. I mean, I shout it. Get in the yard. I just want to thank you that you are my deliverer. And I don't give a dang what's going on around me. I am going to trust you. Does that make sense? Does it make sense? I remember, because I came out of just the rock and roll, hell-raising lifestyle. But when I got Jesus, he changed me from the inside out, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
He changed me from the inside out. And I know, man, there's only one thing that fuels my fire to come here today, is I know that if you we'll forget everything else that happened up here, but remember one thing. I can change where I am by the sound that I make.
Amen.
I can change my future by the sound that I make. I don't care how bad it is. I could care less how bad it is. But let me tell you something. I had a faith failure. I'm sure a lot of people say this. I wasn't guilty, and I was believing God that I was going to be acquitted. Well, guess what? I was convicted. And I was so mad at God. How did you let this crap happen to me? I've been serving you, right? If you're mad at God, you stop him. He can't help you. But you know what he taught me? And these are the things I would like to share, and I don't want to take too much time. Am I okay, Mike? Am I all right? I learned the difference between faith and trust. Faith has to be based on your trust. Now, but there's another thing. If you examine faith, there's one thing that faith lives in. You know what it is? It's a container called hope. If you lose your hope, you can't have any faith. So if the natural order says there's no way in hell this can happen, then you got to go to this word. And you've got to find where in this word it says all things are possible, believe only. Where it says in Mark, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt. You say, well, everybody's got doubts, but you can resist doubts. You know what I found? There's a verse that says, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God. So if you understand that Jesus, when he walked on the earth, said, all things are possible, believe only. When Jairus' daughter was sick and they came and told him, she's dead, Jesus said, fear not, believe only. So if he told you to do it, there's an ability in the human spirit to resist fear. There's an ability inside you that has to be unlocked by the tables of this word that will cause you to be able to stand against fear, against hopelessness, against everything Satan would put against you. There is given to you your divine right by God. And when you understand this, you become radical.
Isn't that good? What a great teaching. Phil Driscoll again spent a year in prison. Again, he prayed God would not have him go. Okay. I think it was tax evasion. I don't know the details of that. But again, played for presidents. I love that song, Warriors. It reminds me as a kid, the hymn that we used to sing in the Methodist Church, Onward Christian Soldiers. You know, what a day. I remember that as a kid. We're featuring Phil Driscoll. He's going to speak at our boot camp. You don't want to miss it, September the 6th. Here's another part of his teaching at prison. This is powerful stuff.
If you're down and things are bad, the human tendency is to sound like down, right? But if you find yourself in the tables of this word, who says no weapon formed against me will prosper, who says every tongue that rises up against me in judgment I get to condemn, when you find yourself, you can't do it on your own, but you can find yourself in this word. It's like jet fuel to a jet engine. When you put, you can have the biggest engine on planet Earth with no fuel, it's going nowhere. You can have the guy that loves God, he's a Christian, but he got no fuel, he's going nowhere. He changes nothing in his world, right? When you understand that, we call those things that be not as though they were, right? Now, the human tendency when I'm down is to sound down. That's where the blues come from, right? Right? But if I find myself in this word and I say, you know what? I can either choose to stay down or I can choose to take the fuel of this word and begin to sound like what it says I am. And when I do that, then I change from the sound of defeat to the sound of victory. Praise is a force field that God created long before. It's like gravity. The wind beneath your wings is as useless as the runway behind you, the gas you didn't put in the airplane, and the altitude you don't have. Do you understand? The wind under your wings doesn't make you fly. It's the law of lift. Literally, airplanes are lifted by that law. But the law of lift is brought into play by the law of thrust. See? Thrust is a power that is developed that causes lift. The same thing for God. When God commanded you, whether you're black, white, green, purple, ugly, smart, old, it doesn't matter. He commanded you to make a sound in his honor. But most guys don't understand why. That's just something a radical person does. Yeah, that's right. But when you understand, it's that sound that propels you out of the defeat zone into the victory zone. You can either live defeated or you can live victorious. It is not up to God. It's up to you. And when you understand that, then it changes the way you operate in this life. Now, I want to do this if I can. Would you join hands across? And then let me join hands with you, brother. Come on right here. Father, I pray for every person in this chain. Satan, I bind your power. You will not operate in them. You are bound from being in their lives, in their families, in their personal affairs, and in their legal predicament. I bind and break your power. I call for favor to come into every man under the sound of my voice. And I loose all forces of heaven to come on their scene and to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything they can dream of or imagine. Because God, your word says you are great, that your ways are higher than our ways. And so, Lord, I want you to agree with me now. Say this with me. I agree.
I agree.
And I receive.
And I receive.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
This coming to me now.
This coming to me now.
I will not live.
I will not live.
A defeated lifestyle.
Defeated lifestyle.
From this minute on.
This minute on.
I refuse. To sound fearful. From this minute on. Depression, go from me. Fear, you cannot live in me. And I surrender my life to you, Lord.
I am yours to command.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And I give you praise
right
now.
Now look at me. One of the things, I've gone through some things in my life that hurt. And there's natural hurt that comes, okay? But you don't have to let it prophesy your future. You don't have to let it. Because Jesus, when he makes you a new creature, says old things pass away. That's what this baptism thing is all about. Do you realize in the time of the Jews, before Jesus came, they would go once a year to Jerusalem, and they would offer, the priest would offer a blood sacrifice for their sins. You remember that? But what you have to also understand is there was another goat that was given. And that goat took all the sins of all the children of Israel. And they watched as that goat, called a scapegoat, walked from the middle of town into the wilderness to never be heard of again. That's a symbol. When Jesus came, he not only cleansed you, but he caused everything bad that had happened in your past to be taken out of your mind, your emotions, your city. Does that make sense? And so those of you that are going to be baptized, let me tell you what it means, you know. It's real easy to be a closet Christian. It's easy. But Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I have no choice because of that law. I have no choice but to be ashamed of you before my Father. And I want to promise you, those of you that are making the decision to be baptized, I want to tell you what you should believe to happen. When you go under the water, you are literally buried with Jesus, and a new man arises. And that man has no color. He has no hatred. He has no vendetta other than to be all that God has called him to be. And I want to just say this to you. God needs strong men to represent him. I'm going to say it one more time. God is looking for strong men who will not be afraid to be called by his name, to stand up for him in a world that doesn't stand up for him much. But I want to tell you this. You can never outgive him. You can never be taken down. You can be hit on. But God restores everything in your life. And I'll tell you a funny thing that happened, because there were many things this time to tell me that I couldn't come. Right? I'm just telling you. It was like all hell broke loose. And I walked out of those walls last night to wipe to my phone, and I looked on my phone, and I had an invitation to go to London. I had an invitation to go to other places in Europe. I had an invitation to do several things, and I know that that was the seed, a quick harvest on the seed. Remember this, when you sow into God, however it is, and you do it because you love him and because you are his servant, then God begins the process of returning to you, but it's always so much bigger than you could give to him.
Isn't that great? I love that. Again, Phil Driscoll teaching in prison about sounds, about the way God works, you know, about forgiveness, all the things that he's touched on here. We've been blessed to hear him. He's going to be here September the 6th at our Wise Counsel Boot Camp. You want to come to that? Just email me, john@inspiration316.com or john@askwisecounsel.com. We'll get you on. It's only $35. You don't want to miss this day of event. Other great speakers as well. Here's one of his other songs, Christ Remains. Phil Driscoll, the greatest trumpet player in the world, played before presidents. Fascinating guy. Started in rock and roll, and God has just used him mightily. Listen in.
Silence steals my prince. Christ remains, Christ remains, my provider, my protector, always watching over me, a comforter, my counselor.
Again, that's Phil Driscoll. We've been honoring him. He's going to be here September 6th at our Wise Counsel Boot Camp. You don't want to miss it. If you have any ways to get there, it's only $35. Meet bunches of Christian entrepreneurs and ministry leaders. Expect to have over 100 people. We always do this each year, with networking event. Judith McDonough is also going to speak. Let's see, Jeff Rudd, Rivers Pierce as well. Fabulous day. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Inspiration 316, John Beaner. See you there.
Thanks for listening to the Inspiration 316 show with John Beaner. Join us each weekday at the same time. If you want to share your testimony, listen to past shows, or get a free book, visit us at our website, www.inspiration316.com.
Thank you for joining us for Inspiration 316 and John Beaner. Coming up next, it's First Baptist Church of downtown Jacksonville here on listener-supported WTRJ, The Truth.
How do you feel your life? What makes your life really worthwhile? Is it family? Maybe getting away from family. Partying? Getting more stuff? It takes more than this to give life meaning. It takes true grace for real life. Discover living a life of true grace and joy by joining us every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for Grace Matters, right here on The Truth, brought to you by the Downtown First Presbyterian Church on the corner of Ocean and Monroe.
Here's what's coming up on I Work For Him. Thursday on I Work For Him, Luke and Dave are back from Bel Air Wealth Management. Luke and Dave have been working on an idea that we think will encourage you and challenge you to look at the Bible and investing from a whole new angle. Connecting what we hear on Sunday with what we do in our 9-to-5, because the eternity of millions is at stake. Tune into I Work For Him every weekday at 2 p.m. on The Truth at FM 91.7 and Talk 100.3 FM at 5 p.m. or anytime access at iworkforhim.com.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is the first to admit there are some questions lingering after he beat incumbent Governor Jeff Collier by less than 200 votes in yesterday's GOP gubernatorial primary. But Kobach says he must proceed as if he is the winner for the general election, since there are only 3 months to go. A federal prosecutor says Republican U.S. Representative Chris Collins gave an illegal tip that allowed his son and others to avoid hundreds of thousands of dollars in biotech stock losses. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman told a news conference today Collins was supposed to keep secret devastating news he had received in an email about a failed drug trial in 2017. House Speaker Paul Ryan says for now, Collins has been removed from his position on the Energy and Commerce Committee. Shaping up to be California's worst ever fire season, some 18 blazes burning across the state, including the state's biggest single wildfire ever. This is SRN News.
There's an accident on I-95 heading northbound beyond Bay Meadows Road. It's off to the side. Traffic is pretty busy and the road looks pretty wet. Also, be aware there's some roadway debris on the west beltway heading northbound at the old St. Augustine Road exit. That's blocking the left lane there, so that'll slow you down even more than usual heading into Mandarin. Scattered showers and thunderstorms gradually diminishing tonight, low 75. Thursday starting off mostly sunny, high 93.
But Hebrews is not fundamentally framed around the warnings. It's fundamentally framed around encouragement. It's fundamentally framed around the hope that we have in the grace of